Zara. Okay, Mesilas Yesharim. Let's go to page Yud Chet. Turn the page. Turn the page. Page Yud Chet near Mesilas Yesharim. Open up, guys. Open up. Page Yud Chet and Mesilas Yesharim. Let's go. It's fine. Choose that for now. Page Yud Chet. Mesilas Yesharim. Page Yud Chet. Mesilas Yesharim. Good. Page Yud Chet. Mesilas Yesharim. Page Yud Chet. Here we go. Now. The Gemara in Shabbat tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yetzer Hara to distract King David, to take him from this world. A little bird chirping in the tree, so he wouldn't listen at that moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us also every so often a little hammering on the back window of Beis Medrash, a little schmoozing about Narishkeit among friends, to see if you could be distracted from your learning. But no, today we will not be distracted, because we are better than that. Now, still to Sharm said like this, told us a minute as they rose, we have a chamel, built the chamel. He gorim shema'ela ume'ela yechsar achasidus hamiti via yakar me'ad limso toba olam. See, there is a lack of tzaddikim in the world, chachamim in the world that you can go to, who are authorities on the stuff of midos. You want to tell me somebody who's an expert in kashrus? I can give you a phone number at the OU hotline that you could call up. You could ask them anything in the world. You want to know somebody who's an expert on the laws of marriage, of kedushin, writing a ksuva, I could tell you who you could call in the world. But if you ask me who's in authority on the application and the working upon of midos, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's lacking in our generation. That's lacking. This is amazing. People have such a shallow understanding of midos that they think, what is midos? It's saying lots of tehillim, doing lots of vidoy. That's what it means to be a chassid. You ask somebody, what does it mean to be a chassid? What is a chassid? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, we're so shallow in our generation. We don't have an understanding of what it means to be a chassid. And he continues, people think difficult fasts, utfilas kerach v'sheleg. What is that, Ian? What's tfilas kerach v'sheleg? Sit straight. Tfila, what does it mean? Tfila, tet, beis, yud, lamed. What is that? An immersion, dipping
in snow
and ice. That used to be the old way. They would
rolling.
Punish yourself to feel pain, to do better. He says, people think that's what it means to be holy and pious. Kulam dvarim asher ein haseichel noach behem. Those are all things which do not satisfy the mind. Hachasidus hamiti. This is the real definition of a chassid. Right here, there's a key line in the Mesilas Yesharim. If someone asks you on a game show, what is the Mesilas Yesharim's definition of a chassid? What does it mean to be a chassid? Someone says, I'm a chassid. What does it mean to be a chassid? It's not what you're wearing. By the way, I'll tell you something. Once I was getting so into chassidus. I love chassidic. You look by my seat in shul, I have 20 chassidic svarim right there. I love chassidic svarim. I was getting so into it. I love the whole thing, the whole nine yards. You know, a good kugel line before Shabbos, everything. So I went to Rav Moshe Weinberger, who was a YU graduate, also became a chassid. He has a shul called Eish Kodesh in Woodmere, New York. And I asked him, all right, I want to be a chassid. Where do I start? Okay? So he says, this is very exciting. It's very exciting news. We're going to figure this out. He gave me a list of svarim that I need to start going through, and I'm very excited to begin. It's going to tell me what kind of shtreimel I'm going to wear, how I'm going to get the gartel and all these things, what type of chassid and all that kind of stuff. So I start going through the svarim, and I'm reading about these svarim, and it's telling me this, a heen and a hair, about kavana, about the neshama, about this. I go back to our Weinberger, I say, I think you gave me the wrong svarim. He goes, you know what, maybe I did. Check these. Then he gave me another list of svarim. I went through those svarim. And it's talking about your tefillah. It's talking about how you do chesed with another person. And then I came back to our Weinberger and says, I understand your point. What it truly means to be a chassid is not about the clothes you wear or how you loop the payas. What it means to be a chassid is, where is your heart? Where is your heart, your lishma, your kavana, your intent? Are you trying to do it sincerely for a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and make people's lives better? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, HaChassidus HaAmiti HaNirtza VaHaNechmad Rachuk Mitzir Sechleinu. Real true piety, which is desired and loved by God, is so far from the way we imagined it. Ki zeh davar pashut. Milsa delo ramya alei de inish lavadaite. It's very simple. Something that you don't put on your mind, you're not going to think about it. And afal pisha kvar kvuim belev kol odam ayasher haschalosav yesodosav. Even though we all know what's the straight and right path, if you don't study it and you don't work on it, you're never going to feel what it means to be a chassid. Being a chassid takes work. It takes work. Being a good and decent human being takes work. You know what? This ties in to Tisha B'Av. One of the things we learn from the Holocaust and events like that is that don't assume people are just going to be good. There were a lot of Germans who, if you would have taken them out of Germany and birthed them here in America and raised them in a good school, they would have been good people. You raised them in 2017 in Germany, they never would even said an anti-Semitic word against the Jew. You can't assume just because someone has a good heart, they're going to be a good person. We saw thousands and thousands of Germans just go along with whatever the Nazis were doing, just because. You think these Nazis were cruel people in their private lives? I bet you so many of them were great husbands, great parents, better parents than some parents we may even know. That's the nature of evil. Don't assume someone's just going to be good because they're good. It takes work. Midos takes work. You have to work on your midos. You know why also? It's easy to be nice to somebody. But try being nice to somebody after you're about to lose something. After you're about to have something taken away. Watch someone's midos unravel when a teacher, let's say a teacher mistakenly keeps thinking you're the one misbehaving in class. They're wrong. Let's say they're wrong. They keep picking three times, they get the wrong person. It's no permission to let your midos unravel. You want to deal with it straight in a direct way. You speak to the teacher afterwards and say, listen, to be honest, I think you're looking at it. There's a way to say it. But nothing allows us the excuse to have our midos unravel. And if we're not going to work on it, we're all going to have a situation where our midos unravel. One thinker said it's like squeezing a fruit. You know, orange looks all nice and dandy. But squeeze it and see what really comes out of it. And that tells you what a person's really like on the inside, what they've been working on. What someone's going to be like when they're feeling well and they're not annoyed, that's easy. I always give the example of dropping the pen and hitting your head on the table. Drop your pen three times, hit your head on the table each time getting up, and then see how nice you are to the person next to you. That'll tell you what your midos are like. Have a waiter spill soda all over your new pants and see how you react. That'll tell you what your midos are like. Strike out in a baseball game when you're used to getting a lot of hits. When you're used to being a big shot on the field, strike out and see that person's reaction after they strike out. That's where you see their midos. That takes work. That takes work. That takes constant, constant work to learn to become a better person. It's not going to happen on your own. Some people are wired to be nicer. Sometimes it's just because they're afraid to offend anybody. It's not because they're better people. So everybody at the end of the day needs to work on themselves to be good and decent people. We stop there for today with Mesillas Yesharim.